I definitely feel that this is going to go on through the courts until it reaches the Supreme Court, so this is not a final answer. I'm sure that if the EPA feels that the North Dakota decision affects their ability to control every square inch of farmland in Iowa and other states, that they're going to appeal it. If they feel that the two district judges that reached another decision in other parts of the country is going to be the binding rule, then they may not appeal. But I'd like to have this North Dakota decision appealed to the Eighth Circuit if we could have that done. But obviously, I agree that the rules should be followed. Courts do. That's going to drag on for so long. So the next best approach, or maybe even the best approach, is what we're going to do in the Congress by putting an amendment on the EPA appropriation bill saying that none of the money in this appropriation bill can be used to carry out waters of the U.S. Because this is the biggest power grab by any particular government agency that I can remember, and it won't be long that farmers are even going to have a permit from the EPA and the Corps of Engineers even to do normal farming. That's how outrageous it is from my point of view. I don't think farmers have an immediate worry, because even if this is a big power grab by the bureaucrats, it's still going to take months for them to reach final administrative guidance on how what needs to be done or not be done. The trouble is, it's going to hold up formal conservation projects by individual farmers that maybe don't even want any government help. They maybe want to spend their own money. This is exactly what I told the director of EPA a year ago, about 13 months ago. I said, you know, while you're thinking about this big power grab, there's farmers in Iowa that can't move ahead because you can't even tell them if they need a permit. Well, if you can't tell them whether you need a permit under existing law, how in the heck are you going to administer something as all-encompassing as governing every square inch of land in Iowa?
So if you are successful in including a defunding in the appropriations bill for waters of the U.S., I mean, will that basically stop what they're trying to do?
For the life of the appropriation bill, but those things tend to do two things. One, they're continued for succeeding years, or else they wake the bureaucrats up that they need to do something that's a little more common sense based. Or in the meantime, it might give us additional opportunity to pass Senator Barrasso's bill that changes the authority of EPA to further extend their definition of navigable river. So it comes to a point, you know, where it's going to apply to a ditch that you can't even paddle a canoe in, as opposed to coming up the river as far as a commercial boat can go, where federal jurisdiction used to end. Now federal jurisdiction is going to extend to, like I said, 99% of Iowa. And that's not my saying it. That's what the Farm Bureau spokesman had an article on that this very week with a map in it.